Cole's father and their lawyer, Nathaniel Blackwood, entered together, wearing dark three-piece suits and ties. They looked completely out of place. The lawyer looked as if he'd been dipped in plastic. The two nodded to Cole and seated themselves on his immediate left. Cole ignored them. Cole's mother arrived alone and seated herself on the right. She wore a party dress. Not a single hair on her head was out of place. That's all this was, Cole thought bitterly. This was just another social event. She had probably spent a couple of hours getting ready. Nothing, however, could cover up the frightened look in her eyes. Cole guessed she had probably downed a few drinks before coming, something to calm her nerves. Cole squirmed in his seat. His parents hadn't even acknowledged each other. When Garvey arrived, he sat nearby, shifting nervously in his chair. Cole nodded to Garvey as he watched more strangers enter and be seated. It seemed like the whole world was showing up, and why not? The keepers had posted a notice on the library bulletin board with an open invitation to anyone who wanted to participate. Cole tapped his shoe against the leg of the chair. Why hadn't they just gone out in the street and hollered, "Hey, everybody, come help make fun of Cole Matthews!" At least none of his classmates had shown up, Cole thought. They probably knew what he'd do to them if they did. Then Cole heard more people come in and turned to see Peter walk in with his parents and their lawyer. Peter walked awkwardly, shuffling his feet and glancing timidly around the room. His lawyer looked the same age as Cole's mom, but walked with her head up and shoulders squared. Almost immediately, she picked Cole out of the circle and eyed him. He glanced down. Nearly 2 dozen people had joined the circle by the time the keeper stood to begin. She smiled pleasantly. "Everybody please stand and hold hands," she said. Cole didn't like holding hands with his parents, one on each side. His hands were clammy, and he found himself comparing his mother's frightened, weak squeeze to his father's iron-hard grip. As the keeper bowed her head, Cole peeked and caught Peter peeking back. He narrowed his eyes threateningly, and Peter looked away. Cole grinned until he realized Peter's lawyer was watching him. "Great Maker and Healer, hear this prayer," began the keeper in a soft voice. "Tonight we gather because our community has been hurt. Grant wisdom and patience as we search for wellness. Amen." As the circle sat down, the keeper drew in a deep, slow breath, looking around to acknowledge each person. Still smiling, she said, "Well, I see many new faces here tonight." She glanced directly at the two lawyers and Judge Tanner. "Let me remind everybody, we are not here to win or lose. Justice often fails because it seeks to punish, not to heal. Jails and fines harden people." Cole found himself nodding. The keeper paused. "We call this circle justice, but we really seek wellness. We try to meet the needs of both the offender and the victim." The keeper looked directly at Cole and his family, then at Peter and his family.